took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't wanna ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
Officially, everyone, this is Gobsmacked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Thursday. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Are we excited about that? Yes, we are. So we are working on setting up our Spotify so we can actually have our music playing, which would be preferable than whatever the automation is doing at the moment, which is fine. But let me tell you about my Thursday. So I woke up today and I went to my music class, which I really like. It's fun. I get to listen to what other people are doing. It's a composition class. Ooh, I hear our music. Thank goodness. Yay.
Hello.
There's Eliana.
This is Eliana. I'm here. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, because we weren't here last week, some little medical issues. We had horrible issues getting our music on, so we were not listening to our set list. Instead, we were listening to whatever we could get, which, you know, not ideal, but we made fun of it. We didn't make fun of it, but we had fun with it.
Yeah.
And
We had some chatter too at the end.
So this is fun. And then I made a pretty dope playlist in my opinion for last week, but then unfortunately Reese was a little under the weather.
A little bro. I was just taken out by the flu, guys. The flu is no joke. Check on your friends if they have the flu, please, because like I was writing my will, to be honest. So flu is actually
so, but like last week I had this amazing playlist, and it's honestly it's a little random. Oh, the song?
Yeah. No, I just can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No.
Me? Is that better?
Yes. Okay, I can hear you.
So I made this amazing playlist that I was so excited about, which you're listening to now, and it's a little eclectic. It's kind of all over the place. It's like a mix of people who I really got into last semester, people who I got into now because of, what was it? The Grammys
yes.
Got me into some new people. Some people that are like kind of from my deep past that I was like, ooh, I rediscovered, and it made me like really excited.
Okay.
Like, and Reese doesn't know anything about what my set list is, and I don't know anything about her, so maybe we'll like, I don't know what your plans were for your music, but you know.
I thought we were playing from the weeks that we missed from not being able to play playlists, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Like this was what I made for last week, and then so this is my last week playlist.
Right.
Yeah. So I just had a bunch of. It's very random, but I hope you enjoy it.
Okay. And
this is If I Had a Lover by Dylan Gossett, who we saw
in
live.
Yes.
Did you recognize his?
Okay, I heard his voice and I was like, wait, I should know who this is.
Because we kind of both went into the concert not knowing much about him, which was fun. I knew one song. I think, Reese, did you know songs?
I think I knew one song.
Yeah.
And so, the opener for sure, though.
But after going to the concert, I ended up, like, loving all of his music, and I listen to it on the daily now. Same with, like, a few other people who we saw last semester in concert, and maybe you'll hear some of them today, and we'll tell you some fun stories.
Can I predict one of them is Wyatt Flores.
Yeah. Wyatt Flores was someone we saw last semester. Actually, he's not on this list, but I think I have to add a song. Okay.
Yes,
I think I'm going to add one. Let me cue our next song.
Okay.
What am I feeling? By that girl around. Well, since I don't have either, I'm about as long as can be. But if I had a lover and I had a dollar, what a happy old boy I'd be.
Ooh, what's next?
Excited. You ready?
Maybe. Oh.
Ooh.
What? Oh. I didn't smoke no grass today, but that's 'cause I'm the one.
Oh?
Is this 21 Pilots or something?
No!
What is it?
Take a guess.
My guess was 21 Pilots or something stupid.
Something stupid. It's AJR, who I love.
Right, I forgot you like that.
I love, love, love AJR. I saw them last July. I bought the tickets for my brother for my younger brother, for a surprise. And this is No Grass Today.
Ooh. I used to like them. Oh, this is the Bang 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 People. Yes?
This is the Bang 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 People.
Right. Okay, so I feel like they're very commercial music, no?
I would think that they're very just them. I don't think there's anything like AJR. I think that they're very unique.
Really?
Yes.
This sounds like everything else I've ever heard.
A lot of the songs I couldn't play because they are explicit and we don't do that here. So I did have to do some deep searching for ones that I liked that were clean, and this is one of them.
Okay.
And it's one of their older ones, and I think maybe their older ones are a little more cookie cutter, but a lot of their new album, Maybe Man, which is actually one of my favorite albums of all time of anyone,
wow,
like, makes me cry.
Really?
I love it that much.
What's it about?
Okay, so a lot of it is about just like, a lot of it is about their lives and about like them. Like, there's this one song called like God Is Really Real or something along those lines, and their dad was really sick for a while. He passed this past year, I think, but it was kind of about like the whole thing is like God isn't real until you need him, and that's kind of what it's about, but it's in their like AJR style. So it's not like, I feel like when you think of a song about God, you don't really think about
something with this vibe. You know what I mean?
Sure. They sound like VeggieTales to me, so like, yeah, they sound like God.
You know, VeggieTales, AJR. I was going to say practically the same, but I do not agree with that statement, so.
VeggieTales is on top. We need to do an episode dedicated to VeggieTales.
I've never seen any VeggieTales content except for what I see on, like, Instagram reels, like, memes.
That's all you need to know. There's one song about socks that I really love. It's like, I lost my socks. That's the whole song.
Sunday mornings were your favorite. I used to meet you down on Woods Creek Road. You did your hair up like you were famous, even though it's only church where we were going. Now, Sunday mornings I just sleep in. It's like I buried my faith with you. I'm screaming at a God I don't know if I believe in, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and gone. I don't wanna say goodbye, 'cause this one means forever. So hard for a million different reasons. You took the best of my heart and left the rest in pieces. Digging through your old birthday letters, a crumpled 20 still in the box. Left the rest in peace. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Still holding.
goodbye, 'cause this one means forever. Rest in peace.
Flores, who, as I previously said, we saw in concert last semester, and I actually fell in love. Like,
he was so good.
So dreamy. And, like, charismatic. Someone proposed in the pit at the concert.
I forgot about that.
It was so special. Wait, so many crazy things happened at that concert. I don't, like, that was my most chaotic concert.
No, me too. Like, most crowd work concert.
I've seen. Like, he was very crowd interactive, which was fun. So this lady proposed, no, the guy proposed to the lady, as it traditionally happens. And, like, he thought there was, like, an emergency because everyone was, like, pointing, like, and then they stopped the concert, and then he changed the set list to dedicate a song to them, which maybe I'll queue up because it's a really good song. But, and it was really cute. And then later in the concert, it was a girl's birthday, and she had a sign that it was her birthday and was like, can I come sing with you?
And it was a sign on the back of a Miller box or something. Do you remember that? It was like some old beer box that she had folded down and
Because she probably had to like sneak it in, honestly.
Yeah, it was
like,
probably the only way she was going to get his attention was a beer box.
Yeah, and so she went up and sang a song, and like, she wasn't bad. Sometimes I feel like people who do that aren't the best, but she like actually had talent.
She was good. I feel like most of the time, because they don't have an earpiece, they can't like hear themselves, so it makes it harder.
Yeah, but I did notice potential. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah,
they were cute.
All right, y'all, this right here is my jam. This guy Paolo Nutini, so he's Scottish, but his dad's Italian, which is how he gets his very Italian sounding name. And his voice just has this soulful rasp that makes me so happy. His lyrics are incredible. There's not a song I don't like by him. And he actually released an album and then went backpacking for like a year and a half. No interviews, no nothing, no tour. And he's just mysterious like that. And I hope you enjoy him. So here's Paolo Nutini, No Other Way.
We'll let you listen to this.
But something about the whole thing that doesn't feel real. Break my face for you, 'cause I love you, girl. I don't want you. I need you, and I can't see no other. Will leave worn off in the wind. And I wonder if you're half as innocent as you assure me, or if you thank him for his time and just never call again. Oh, oh. After all the lights and shows and all. You and me again, but until then I work my days for you, 'cause I love you, girl. I don't want you, I need you. I can't see no other way. Oh darling, I work my days for you, 'cause I love you, girl. I don't want you, I need.
a guessing game. I haven't figured out how to play in moderation. But with all of my losses, someday I'm probably gonna win. I wanna be pulling lucky numbers and praying to lucky stars. Finding four leaf clovers, counting all my cards. But I'm walking under ladders, seeing black cats, spilling table salt, stepping on every crack. And yet I'm still trying to turn my 13s into 7s. So I'm crossing all my fingers and I'm pressing all my luck, 'cause I know misfortune just won't be enough to keep me from betting it all on love again. That's why I keep losing to the house. I'll never learn my lesson. Losing to the house, 'cause it's just a guessing game.
You question when I say I love you. I can't say that I don't wonder too, 'cause I ain't too good with words, and I know it hurts you when it feels like I don't put you first. Oh, there ain't no doubt be right here with you. You build your walls from the ground. I'm gonna knock them down. I'ma be right here with you. When solitude is self-destructive and my attitude needs readjusting, you're right there to make sure that I do. Push your buttons, lose your faith in what you trust in. But if you really want to know the truth, oh, there ain't no doubt I ain't walking out. I'ma be right here with you. You build your walls. Be right here with you. I'ma be right here. ain't walking out, I'ma be right here with you. You build your walls from the ground, I'm gonna knock them down, I'ma be right here with you. I'ma be right here, cause girl, there ain't no doubt, I ain't walking out, I'ma be right here with you. Yeah, it's true, cause you build your walls from the ground, I'm gonna knock them down, I'ma be right here with you, I'ma be right here with you. There ain't no doubt,
Israel. when you leave me for dead. I won't do anything like that hole in your goddamn head. I knew I was ready to stop going steady when the whole team was losing 20-1. I just really don't give a shit about the score on the scoreboard. Please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord. My friend set me up on a date today, and I forced myself to go. But the best part of the date today was driving myself home. I rolled down all the windows and I played a song I know. Oh, the best part of the date today was driving myself home. It's not as if he didn't try, his shoes are clean, he wore a tie and paid for my martini with a smile. And the conversation never stopped, I didn't even check my watch, and the view over LA is always well, my friend set me up on a date today, and I forced myself to go. But the best part of the date today was driving myself home. I rolled down all the windows and I played a song I know. Oh, the best part of the date today was driving myself home. And it's not as if I didn't try, I wore my favorite dress and I showed up on time, unusually for me. But he shops in IKEA and I think that his idea of my life is just a girl with silly dreams. Well, my friend set me up on a date today and I forced myself to go. But the best part of the date today was driving myself home. I rolled down all the windows and I played a song I know. Oh, the best part of the date today was driving myself home. And maybe if I step inside his eyes, I'll see myself and I will be surprised. Like, who the hell is she to drive away when she could have stayed the night instead in my king-size bed? Well, my friend set me up on a date today and I forced myself to go. But the best part of the date today was driving myself home. I rolled down all the windows and I played a song I know. Oh, the best part of the date today was driving myself home. Oh, the best part of the date today was driving myself home.
If all the world's a stage, then you're my favorite actress. If all of life's a game, I sure could use the practice. I wouldn't call this a love song.
You want me pounding on the church door, singing from a streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood, this is real life. Love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood.
Hollywood, and this is real life. Streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. I wanna kiss you in the pouring rain. I say I loved you from the first time I saw you. It's a surefire way to get your heart to break. That's Hollywood, and this is real life. You want Hollywood, and this is real life.
And now, time for our PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Get it? Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. I would also like to know, I chose this one because the amount of times I'm just a girl trying to get to class. I'm just a girl trying to get to class, and I'm tired. Maybe it's snowing on me, and it's cold, and I'm not used to it. And I just want to cross the crosswalk. Six cars. Drivers look me in the eye, speed up to go past me.
Oh, my God. It was so bad the other day. Because I have lots of classes in this area, like the SEC, or whatever
TTC.
It's called now.
Sorry, I'm gonna dead name that building till I die. Sorry.
Yeah, that building will. It is the SEC. I've only been here one semester, and yet I'm emotionally attached to that name.
Me too.
I don't know why, but I am. And so I cross because I go from the SEC to Academic Quad. You know, so
yeah,
I want
right.
to take those like fancy stairs,
mm-hmm.
and I cross, and I was going, and I made eye contact with both of the drivers to be like, okay, you see me coming, you're stopping. And then, so one lady stops fully. I cross halfway across the street. The other lady stops and then goes again. So I'm under the impression that she was stopped. And then she starts going again, and very fast. So I start running.
Right.
And I made it, barely.
Okay.
And it was actually quite scary. I called my father directly after him. He was like, I think I almost just died. And I'm like, that wasn't chill.
So could we revert back to the time where you were like, I jaywalk this part every single day and no car has ever hit me.
You know, I've yet to be hit. And it wasn't that spot.
It wasn't
that
spot?
That was that spot. I've yet to be hit because I'm just like, you know, I just make it work. You know?
I just love how there 30 feet either direction there is a crosswalk and you just go straight.
Well, I got places funny. To be, you know.
Yeah, heaven?
Spanish class.
Right, right.
If heaven is like Spanish class, I think heaven sucks. Because Spanish class sucks.
That's all I got.
Oh, I couldn't. I had to do like an in-class essay in Spanish today for like an exam, and it was really, really, really hard. Cause like we had to write like 200 words, which might not seem like a lot to in English, but
no,
in
a
Spanish,
different language, that's
it's
extensive.
Like I don't speak Spanish. Like I'm trying my best, but a girl's just a girl, and this girl does not speak Spanish.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is Odie Lee, who's pretty cool.
Yeah, you want to tell me something about her?
Or let me think.
Him? Her? Her. Definitely her.
Her. Yes. This is Crop Circles. It's a pretty good song. I like it. She's kind of folky, as is most of the type of music that I like. But she, let me think of how I found her. Oh, do you listen to your Spotify, like your weekly
Oh, like the release radar?
Thing? No, not the release radar. They have this thing. It's tailored to you, and it's just weekly suggestions.
Probably. I listen to everything Spotify makes for me.
Or it might be, let me think about what it is. But whatever. She was recommended on mine, and so I really liked her. And then
I like this album and then this song that just finished by her, but she released a new album and I was so excited. Not really my vibe anymore. Aww. Which is kind of sad, but I think she's pretty cool. She has that thing. Have you seen the people who have really short hair and then they just have like two braids that hang down?
Yes, usually it's with like a jellyfish cut. Do you know what a jellyfish cut is?
I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, because when the hair is not in braids, it's just like under, like a bob usually. It's like, it's almost like a bob or like short hair and then it's long and it looks like a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Per the name.
I'm not a huge fan of that. Oh, Discover Weekly. That's what it's called.
Right.
I love my Discover.
Is it blue? Like is the cover of it blue?
Or the is it red? It is your profile picture and then like an aura.
Oh, yeah, like blue aura.
Sure.
I'm really resisting like singing while we're on these mics because I know it's like not what you guys want to hear, but I am such a like singer-alonger to my music.
Yeah. Well, the mics turn off for a reason.
Well, but they're on now, and like, don't you guys like want to hear me sing?
No, my poor father wants to hear me sing. I'm kidding.
He's probably asleep right now. Or
no, it's 11.
Oh, it's only 11? Oh, a.m.? No.
P.m.? We're an hour different.
Yeah, I thought you said a.m., and I'm like, what?
No. Yes. Which I will be in Central Time in how many hours?
Like 72.
72?
48? I don't know. How many days?
Wait, let me figure out how to count. Oh, today I went to my... Oh, this is actually funny. I went to the elementary school that I do Strong and Strong Girls. And it was our first time mentoring these girls at this new school. And it's just a women empowerment mentoring club for anyone who doesn't know. And we go to the elementary school and we're doing the hot seat thing. So we introduce ourselves as mentors and we're like, okay, girls, you have 1 minute to ask us any question you want to ask. And immediately I start my timer and I'm like, okay, guys, I'm Reese, blah, 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 blah. Okay, ask me questions. First question I get, do you have children? No.
Weird.
It was literally, and then she goes, will you have children? Can you have children?
Oh, this is giving.
It's giving wigs. When will you wear wigs? Literally.
When will you wear wigs?
For anyone who doesn't know, the guy who played Mr. Frodo in Lord of the Rings, what's his name? Elijah Wood? Beautiful blue eyes. Yeah.
So I know what he looks like.
Right. I think his name's Elijah Wood. And he's in this interview and he's sitting and this guy pranks him and he goes, do you wear wigs? No, I do not.
When?
Nope.
No, if.
Have you worn wigs? No, I have not. Will you wear wigs? Maybe. When will you wear wigs? And that's the whole interview, and it's hilarious. But I just thought I'd share that I lived through that today.
Yeah. And hey, that's so nice.
It's so nice to be asked by a kid. Ripe old age of 18, going on 19.
Yeah, out of like my friends, I don't think you look like one of the older ones.
I look like a 12-year-old
No,
boy.
I don't think you look your age. You look your age.
Okay, thank you.
I've been told I look way older than I am, and it makes me like so sad because I don't think I look that old. What do you think?
I think you look... Okay, you don't look old in a way that like, oh, your face is wrinkly and you're a smoker, you know, aging early, like that poor Rory Gilmore actress. But I think that was mean. We love her. I'm sorry. That was mean.
Don't be mean.
We love her. But she is aging terribly because she's a smoker. You're not like that. I think you just have, like, you still have your youthful glow and youthful skin. I think you just carry yourself with the confidence of an older person.
Okay. I'll take that as a good thing.
Yeah. Just like 20s older though, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I mean like I'm practically 20. Oh my god, I'm so old. Wait.
Oh my god, you are. This is your last teen year.
Yeah.
And it's halfway through.
It's my half birthday in 2 days, guys. No way. Everyone wish me a happy half birthday. I'll be 19 and a half.
Crazy.
I'm so old. And like I know that sounds crazy coming from a 19 and a half year old, but you know when you're like little and you always said your age in half ages, like I'm 8 and a half. Like no one does that anymore, and I wish we still did.
I know, because I feel like it's so big. Like a 6.5-year-old versus a 6-year-old, night and day difference. No.
Yeah, but like I always address myself as like, my name is Eliana, and I'm a 10 3/4 years old or whatever.
Ooh, I did not do the math.
Well, no, I didn't. I like probably made it up. Like I was 10.
Right. Oh, I miss being 10.
Oh, who doesn't?
I remember being 9 years old and I was doing this theater thing. And this girl named, I think it was either Rachel or Rebecca. Let's say it's Rachel. She was 14 and I was 9. Mm-hmm. And I was like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I was like, okay, it's just 5 years. And she would act like she was so much older than me, which like she was. But I was like, I'm still, like she would treat me like I was 2 years old. Did not appreciate it. Mm. She tried to tell me. So the director of this little play we were doing is a redhead, but she was a really old woman. And so it was like all falling out in a way. You can imagine an old redheaded woman. But she kept dyeing it because you could see the dye on her scalp. And so it hadn't turned gray. And this girl was like, ugh, I wish that I could be a redhead so my hair never got gray. And I was like, no.
Oh my God, if you can't see me, but I'm like astonished face.
I was like, no, actually, my mom is a redhead and she dyes her hair, which I probably should not have been spreading that information at 9 years old. But I was like, no, my mom has red hair and it turned gray and she dyes it. And this girl goes, then your mom's a liar because she's not a real redhead because redheads don't go gray.
Oh.
And yelled at me. And I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
You know,
shout out to Rachel.
I think my aunt's pretty redhead.
She's, oh, really?
She's beautiful.
You have redhead blood?
Well, she's aunt by marriage.
By marriage. Gotcha.
And I absolutely love her. She's like one of my favorite people. And I don't know if she dyes her hair or not.
Okay.
But she's in her 40s. She's in her late 40s or early 50s.
Oh, that'd be way early for... Is that early for gray hair?
When I'm like outing my mom right now. She dyes her hair. She's definitely like a little... She's like salt and pepper.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
But yeah, I'd say by 50, you're definitely turning gray. I mean, it's all genetic.
I just realized I have absolutely zero idea of like a timeline of the human life. I'm like...
We'll be dead by 23.
Ugh, oh my goodness. Do you remember when people didn't live past 40?
I mean, no, because I was, because like,
no.
I was not alive in the
1700s.
Do you remember? Yes, I was actually there.
Sorry, I mean like as the human race. You are the human race.
Do you recall the time?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Oh, Adrienne Linker was playing earlier. Let me just say, I was a fan of her before she was TikTokified. I was a fan of her way before she was TikTokified. And I'm obsessed with her. Been obsessed with her since Big Thief. And you just have to know. She's incredible. Her voice is one of those that like you've got to get used to. But she's great. Who is this? More AJR, unfortunately.
Maybe. What do you mean unfortunately? It's enjoyable. No. It's also, guess who's collabing with them on this song?
Should I know by now?
No. Think of something like really out there. Not really a singer.
Oh, okay.
Not like a singing group.
Not a group. Wait, not a singer.
I'll tell you, but like, try making like one. Just makes it like a crazy guess. Like, who could like?
Tough Beelzebubs. No.
No.
Wait. By not a singer, what do you mean?
I associate them more with, like, show, dance. Not dance, but,
pole?
Like... okay, wait, don't look at the screen, because it is there.
I don't have my contacts or glasses.
Okay, let me just tell you.
No.
No?
I want a better hint. Wait, so they're, like, show... Oh, is it, like, a choir? Like, a...
No, I'd, like, choir? You would go... Okay. Like, I feel like... Do you have... You've seen Broadway shows.
Yes.
So if you ever like go to buy Broadway ticket shows on like the TKTS like discount line, if you know, you know. And you can buy like off Broadway and like other kinds of shows, these people would be listed there. Not as Broadway, but like another thing you could see in New York. I don't know if you can see them in Boston. You can definitely see them in New York. I saw them in New York.
An off Broadway ensemble. I don't.
You're never gonna get it.
I'm not.
It's the Blue Man Group.
No way! Oh my God, that's so cool!
So AJR collabed with the Blue Man Group. I don't actually know how they're incorporated into this song at all.
Dude, the amount of hints you could have given me that were like, more. You were just. I felt like Velma who lost her glasses around.
What could I have said? I was about to say blue, and I'm like.
I would have gotten it.
Exactly. That's the point. I was trying to like...
Oh, if you said it involves a lot of paint, I would have been like... Oh.
It involves body paint.
Yeah. Dude,
no. Did you ever see the Blue Man Group? Like...
I don't think I did.
Was that a part of your life?
No. I saw Carrie Underwood, who's canceled now, I saw, oh, I saw One Girl Nation, which is a Christian pop group just for girls, and they're really good. I like
just
them.
For the ladies.
I met them too. They were really nice. Shout out to One Girl Nation. It's time for One Girl Nation. That's what they sing. I just don't think I can do techno stuff like this.
I think this is the only kind of thing like this that I don't listen to, like, techno, because I feel like techno isn't usually lyrical, but AJR is very lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel like makes them so, like, different is that they're, like, I'm saying, like, way too much. Oh, my God. They do, like, techno. Did I say, like,
yes? Guys, you know what? Give us a break.
It's over now. We can just talk about this next song.
Oh, what is it?
What do you mean? I also saw this person.
Oh, this is Alec Benjamin.
Maybe.
Ugh, kill me now. It's okay. I don't know what it is. It's like the mic quality of these types of people just kills me.
I mean, it's just pop music.
Like, maybe that's a pop, pop, shoo up. Everybody made it. Shooby dooby doo up. Do you know that song?
No.
Oh, it's so good. I'll play it for you later. All right, guys.
Oh my God. Oh, I didn't even realize what time it was.
Yeah.
Wait, we've been. Well, let me just add this song in here.
Okay. Do you want me to do the code or do you want to do it?
You can do it.
Okay, let me squint real quick. Okay.
Squinting's good.
All right, guys. This was Eliana and Reese with Gobsmacked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, there's a really cute calendar with polar bears on it.
Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah.
If neither of us die within the next week, like get horribly sick again, we'll be back next week.
We will. What is next week? Thursday?
I don't know.
Is next week Thursday? Actually,
what is
guys,
today?
Thursday. Reese needs her sleep over here.
Reese is sleepy.
Reese will be home in Bama this weekend.
Yes, and Eliana excited. Will be in Vermont, which is like my half home.
Right.
So
I feel like you're a Vermonter.
I'm very Vermonter.
Yeah. You need to get some, what are they, Blundstones shoes? I feel like they all
What are Blundstones?
Those. Oh, they're the shoes I feel like all Vermont people wear.
Oh, well, I'll have to invest.
Yeah. I don't even know what I wanted to say. Didn't expect to be feeling this way. You turn your head and then you walk away. I was hoping that I'd run into you here, but now I'm stumbling and I can't seem to figure this out. Now I'm broken and I'm crumbling in the open and it's troubling, but I see you and it fills me with doubt. You're a different kind of beautiful, the kind